This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Attention QVC shoppers. Your favorite home shopping cable channel just reported big profits on sales last quarter of $1.1 billion. You know, in QVC terms, that would be 22 million easy pay installments of $49.95. Anyway, coincidentally, the internet retailer, Amazon.com, also had sales last quarter of $1.1 billion, but Amazon lost money. Daniel Gross writes the Moneybox column for Slate. He has this analysis piece to explain how QVC triumphs with T-commerce, that's television commerce.
The corpses of eToys and Webvan have long been picked clean. Amazon.com is struggling to turn a profit. But since 1986, QVC has quietly been doing all those things online retailers so loudly claimed they could do. Use a cheap electronic medium to reach millions of customers, sell goods without stores, make interactive shopping fun, and make money hand over fist.
That one sold out back in May, and we just now got them back in stock.
QVC, which stands for Quality, Value, and Convenience, was founded in 1986 by Joseph Siegel, the entrepreneur who created the Franklin Mint. It wasn't the first home shopping channel, but it has long been the best.
I want to remind you that it is the first day we have ever offered our big, bold, polished bangle bracelet. Designer.
If you could only have bangle bracelet in life, this would be the one.
That's the bangle.
QVC's glamorous hosts move product the old-fashioned way, through sales pitches hard and soft. But it has also invested heavily in call centers, a logistics system that can handle 300,000 packages a day, and a vast worldwide warehouse network that feeds operations in the UK, Germany, and Japan. Sound familiar, Amazon? QVC has also steadily expanded its product base from the old standbys of cheap jewelry and celebrity-endorsed clothing. In 2001, when the channel sold a record $80 million in a single day, the big sellers weren't cubic zirconium rings. They were Dell PCs.
What we call this is a great desktop computer that the entire family can enjoy together. All right, there you see 256 megabytes of double data rate SDRAM, which means faster.
Last year was Amazon's seventh full year in business. It had plenty of sales, but after all the hype and deal-making, Amazon still can't charge enough for its goods to pay all its expenses, service its mountain of debt, and turn a profit. By contrast, QVC at the age of seven was profitable, efficient, and debt-free. To be fair, when QVC debuted, everyone already knew how to use the hardware required to execute a purchase. Not so with Amazon. And unlike pokey dial-up modems and early websites, the technology upon which QVC relied, the television and the telephone, worked flawlessly. But QVC is also interactive in a way that Amazon isn't. Customers can call in and chat with the hosts.
And Lois, what did we have for you tonight?
I got the 16-inch snake chain for the third time.
Oh, well, Lois, what happened to the other two?
I've got all three of them now.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Fabulous.
Sales operators offer everyone who calls a friendly voice in the night. Purchasers are subject to the warmth of human suasion rather than the cool logic of data and text. The best merchants have always understood that retailing is a form of show business, and nothing beats TV for entertainment. That's why, despite all the hype, T-commerce still beats e-commerce.
Analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Moneybox column for Slate.